This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is seeing the Ukrainian refugee crisis during a trip to Europe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
The president says he's been to a lot of refugee camps around the world. The looks in the eyes of parents are haunting.
I don't think there's anything worse for a parent than to see a child suffering.
The UN estimates some 3.5 million Ukrainians have fled the fighting. More than half are now in Poland, where the president saluted the Warsaw government and citizens alike for opening their arms and homes. But he's disappointed to not get a closer look at the crisis.
I can't see it firsthand like I have in other places.
He'll visit with refugees tomorrow in the Polish capital, not in Ukraine, due to security concerns.
They will not let me, understandably, I guess it, cross the border.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian authorities say about 300 people were killed in the Russian airstrike last week that blasted open a Mariupol theater. That would make it the war's deadliest known attack on civilians yet. Meanwhile, Russian forces appear to have halted, at least for now, their ground offensive aimed at capturing the capital, Kyiv, and are concentrating more on the fighting for control of the Donbas region in the country's southeast. That's according to a senior U.S. defense official. The bloodshed in Mariupol is fueling allegations Moscow has committed war crimes by killing civilians, whether deliberately or by indiscriminate fire. And British Defense Minister Mick Smith also said Friday that Russian forces in Ukraine are faltering east of the capital.